Ka'b radiallahu anhu says things were so strange in Medina Munawwara. Nothing was as it were before. Everything seemed different. The earth was constrained upon me. I was so hurt. We waited for so long. My two companions, Hilal and Murara, were so depressed. They were also Badri Sahaba. They just stayed at home crying. I used to come out, try and meet the people. Nobody would even speak to me. Nay, no one would even respond to me. No one would even speak to me. I would come by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I would greet him while he was sitting in his majlis after salah. And I would see that he was not responding, but I would look closely, is he moving his lips in response? And I would perform salah near him, and I would, it was nafil namaz, so I'm trying to analyze, is he looking at me? But I noticed when I was in salah, he would glance at me. Other than that, he would turn away from me. And this was so difficult, so difficult. One day I scaled the wall of the fence of my relative, Abu Qatada, radiallahu anhu, and I loved him very much. I greeted him, but Allah, he did not even respond to my salam. So I said to him, Abu Qatada, for Allah's sake, tell me, don't you know that I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Don't you know? Ta'lamanna anni uhibbu Allah wa Rasoola. He kept quiet. I said, for Allah's sake, answer me. I said, for Allah's sake, please answer me, respond to me. He said, Allah and His Rasul know best. He says, my eyes filled in tears. I went back. And as I was in the marketplace, days had gone by, there was a man who had come from Rome. And he's actually looking for me. He's asking, who knows Ka'b bin Malik? Who knows Ka'b bin Malik? And people are just pointing to me for him, to show him that it's me. He presented a letter to me. And in this letter, it was a message from the King Ghassan. It was an Arab king under Hiraqal, giving me some solace to say that we know your master has turned cold against you. Don't worry. Life is not so difficult. Come to us. We will treat you well. Now Ka'b radiallahu anhu felt so bad. He says, what a test is this, Ya Allah. That now my Nabi is upset with me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These people are now tempting me. No such thing. I took that letter, I threw it straight into some oven, the nearest oven I found. I realized it was a test from Allah. And this is also a lesson, my respected listeners. You know, when there's difficulties, false attempts and offers would come. Haram offers would come. It's Allah Ta'ala testing us to see, are we going to turn into the wrong avenue, or are we going to still remain at the door of Allah, waiting for His mercy, because Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come in abundance, but just remain firm. After 40 days, the instruction comes from the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that let your wife depart. So I asked the envoy, should I divorce her? The response came, no, but you cannot be with her. So I said to my wife, please go home until Allah Ta'ala decides. Anyway, 50 days went by. It was so difficult, so difficult. Ka'b radiallahu anhu's greatest worry was, if he was to pass away, would Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform his janazah? He said, after 50 days, the news came in the form of the verses of Quran. Allah describes what they went through. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. How Allah describes it so beautifully. Allah Ta'ala has accepted the tawbah of those whose matter was adjourned, was delayed. Their matter was postponed until the earth had become tight upon them. Conditions became difficult for them. Anyway, Quran describes what happened to them and their condition. Quran speaks of them. In that, Sahaba radiallahu anhum are rushing to give us the good news that now they can speak to us. They're happy for us. Now they're running to give us the news. One Sahabi wanted to bring the news quicker than the others. And they're vying to bring the good news because they're happy for each other. They're happy for Ka'b and for his Sa'atis, radiallahu anhum. He climbed onto the hill of Sal' the Sal' hill mountain. And he said, Ya Ka'b ibn Malik, rejoice. I heard Abshir, I fell down in Sajda. I knew it was the help of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, Allah had accepted our tawbah. Anyway, everyone came giving us glad tidings. Some came riding the conveyance. When that man who screamed out the news of rejoice, when he actually reached me, I was so happy. I had on my kurta that I liked. I took it out. I took out my kurta. So bhaiya, two garments I was wearing. I took it out. So obviously his aura was covered. But everything else besides that, he took it out and he gave it. He said, I own nothing else besides that. Then I had to borrow another kurta from some relative to go meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we learn on the occasion of joy and ni'mah, take out charity and give in Allah Ta'ala's path. That is also a sign of joy. Look at sahabi. Only kurta he got and he gave that also. He said, I rushed to meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and everyone is coming to congratulate us, congratulate me, saying that how fortunate Allah accepted your tawbah. I came into Masjid al-Nabawi. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with sahaba around him. The first man to get up to greet me warmly was Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu. He rushed towards me and he shook my hands and he congratulated me. Ka'ab radiallahu anhu says, I'll never forget that smile and that warmth Talha met me with. So we learn something, that be happy for the next. You know, do for others and take the opportunity. When a person is in need, when a person needs support, he says, when I greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I saw his brimming smile and the nur from his face, and he said to me, Abshir, rejoice, Ka'ab, this is the best day of your life since the time your mother gave birth to you. So I asked, O Nabi of Allah, is this glad tidings from you or from Allah? He said, Allah sent the glad tidings. Ka'ab radiallahu anhu says, my Nabi was such, when he was happy, his face was like the moon. Istanara wajhuhu ka'annahu qita'atu qamar. I said, O Nabi of Allah, Allah saved me because I spoke the truth. He says, by Allah, Allah saved me from speaking falsehood and lies, and I hope Allah will always save me. Let's learn this lesson, my respected listeners, to always speak the truth. No matter what, even if it has, you know, a repercussion against us or some, we have to face the consequences, but speak the truth. Foul speech and false speech is something detested in the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, sometimes can Muslims be cowardly? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's not a good quality, but sometimes you'll find a Muslim who's coward. Can a Muslim be miserly? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's a bad quality, but sometimes you'll get that. When he was asked, can a Muslim ever be a liar? He said, never. That is not possible. Allah save us from lies. Malaika run away far from us when we lie. Allah Ta'ala, may Allah save us from lies. Just to understand the importance of this event, just to go through these verses of Quran in Surah Tawbah. Allah Ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوه في ساعة العسرة من بعد ما كاد يزيغ قلوب فريق منهم ثم تاب عليهم إنه بهم رؤوف رحيم. Allah Ta'ala has accepted the tawbah of the muhajirin and the ansar who followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the times of Usra. This battle was referred to as Usra. After the hearts of a group was almost averted, but then Allah gave them tawfiq of tawbah, because Allah is compassionate and merciful. And Allah says, وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. And Allah has accepted the tawbah of the three whose matter was postponed. حَتَّى إِذَا ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Until the earth was constrained upon them in spite of its vastness, and they thought that there's, and they realized that there's no resort except from Allah. So they made tawbah because Allah gave them tawfiq of tawbah. So Allah gave them tawfiq and they made tawbah because Allah loves those who make tawbah. Rahim, and Allah is compassionate, merciful, and He gives tawfiq of tawbah. O people of Iman, fear Allah and be with the truthful ones and the sincere ones. Ka'ab radiallahu anhu says, "By Allah, I have never received a greater gift of Allah after Islam than the tawfiq Allah gave me to speak the truth. Luckily I didn't speak a lie. Then I would have been destroyed like the munafiqeen were destroyed." Because Allah Ta'ala speaks about the munafiqeen. Allah Ta'ala says, under the same topic, those who were munafiqeen and hypocrites, Allah says, سَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكُمْ إِذَنْ قَلَبَتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ لِتُعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ رِجِسْ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. They will take oaths by you, O Nabi of Allah, when you return to Medina, because they want you just to brush them off and let them off the hook. They are not sincere. فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Leave them. Just turn away from them. Because they are not worth it at all. They are but filth. Innahum rijs. Allah save us. Those who just make excuses to stay behind and not to sacrifice and not to do for Allah's deen. Allah doesn't need us, my respected listeners. Those who will use every excuse to turn away from Allah's deen and every excuse not to sacrifice for Allah's sake. Allah save us from imitating the munafiqeen. Innahum rijs, they are but filth. Wa ma'wahum jahannam, their abode is hellfire, as a requital for their actions. Yahlifuna lakum litardaw anhum, they are just taking oaths in Allah's name so that you become satisfied and happy that, you know, they had an excuse for staying behind. O Nabi of Allah, fa in tardaw anhum, if you want to get happy with them, but you must understand, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah will not become happy ever upon a nation who are fasiq, open sinners. And this is what? They stayed behind without any excuse because they didn't want to sacrifice for Allah's sake in Allah's cause. Allah, make us of those who will always repent to Allah, who will always remember Allah. Let's ask Allah to give us tawfiq. To give us tawfiq, to serve Allah's deen. Sadly, Quran speaks of those who lag behind on this occasion. But we can draw a lesson when there's times to do for Allah's deen. Be of those who will do, and don't judge those who don't do. Don't try and imitate those who are getting off the hook. They don't want to do. Think of it this way, they're not getting tawfiq. And if Allah is giving you tawfiq, appreciate it. Allah, you are giving me the opportunity. Don't feel bad that you are striving and others are sitting at home and, you know, lagging behind. They are being deprived. Quran says, فَثَبَّطَهُمْ. This is about Sahaba in the Battle of Tabuk. But we're just drawing a lesson. Quran says, O Nabi of Allah, some of these people, Allah makes them stay behind. Because if they come out, they'll just cause more problems and make more trouble and make more mischief. Respected listeners, let's analyze Sahaba radiallahu anhum's life and let's learn something. When we're going to strive for Allah's deen, it's for our benefit. We need to strive for Allah. Allah is pure. Allah is perfect. Allah is so perfect, so pure. Allah in the Quran says, O people of Iman, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِ. If you want to turn away and leave Allah's way, Allah's deen, serving Allah's deen, Allah will replace you. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will bring a nation who Allah loves them and they love Allah. And they will serve Allah's deen and they won't worry what people have to say about it. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. They won't fear. Look at our condition. We will not serve. We will not do for deen because then we worry that we will be labeled. Allah says Allah will bring people who won't worry what people have to say. Their only concern will be what my Allah has to say. Let's analyze this. There's a very, very important lesson here that we need to take. That we have to be serious. We always worry what people have to say. Do we ever consider what our merciful, kind, loving, compassionate Allah has to say in regards to us? We can be labeled by the people. Is Allah accepting from us? On the day of Qiyamah, what banner will we carry? Of the mu'mineen and mukhlisin and sadiqeen. Under the banners, you know, in the delegations of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah give us tawfiq through their barakat. Allah give us tawfiq to follow them. Or will we be carrying the banners of the disloyal, insincere, people of falsehood. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah accept us through His mercy, kindness, compassion. May Allah accept us through His Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all his life he spent serving Allah's deen, narrating the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over 80 ahadith. And he narrated this ahadith to the ummah, to the tabi'een. And amongst his students were his children, Abdullah, Ubaidullah, Abdurrahman, Muhammad, Ma'bad. All these were the children of Ka'ab radiallahu anhu. And others were Jabir radiallahu anhu, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Abu Umama Bahili radiallahu anhu. His grandson also narrates from him, Abdurrahman bin Abdullah. This riwayat that we reported about Tabuk and Ka'ab radiallahu anhu's expressions on that occasion was narrated by his son Abdullah. And this, his son learned from him after his father Ka'ab radiallahu anhu had become blind. Ka'ab radiallahu anhu towards the latter portion of his life became blind, and his son Abdullah used to take him everywhere. So Abdullah narrates that hadith and presents it to the ummah. So all his life he spent serving Allah's deen, sharing the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also continued his poetry, uplifting Allah's deen, uplifting the humanity. There's even reports, Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah says, that tribes would become Muslim through the ash'ar of Ka'ab bin Malik radiallahu anhu. And he gives an example, that those tribe became Muslim because of his poetry. Aslamat dawsun faraqam min baytin qalahu Ka'ab ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. Wherein he rendered, نخيرها ولو نطقت لقالت قواطعهن دوسا أو ثقيفا. Anyway, they became Muslim through his ash'ar. And like this, so much of khidmat he did for Allah Ta'ala's deen. One poem of his that was famous, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him. Allah's Nabi said, O Ka'ab, Allah will never forget the good you said for Allah Ta'ala. Because, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا مَا نَسِيَ رَبُّكَ لَكْ. Allah will not forget what you said. So he said, O Nabi of Allah, which one? What did I say? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr rendered to him what he said, how beautifully he rendered. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says to Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, زَعْمَتْ سَخِينَةُ أَنْ سَتَغْلِبُ رَبَّهَا وَلَيَغْلِبَنَّ مُغَالِبُ الْغَلَّابِ. زَعْمَتْ سَخِينَةُ أَنْ سَتَغْلِبُ رَبَّهَا وَلَيَغْلِبَنَّ مُغَالِبُ الْغَلَّابِ. Where Ka'ab radiallahu anhu expresses about a certain tribe that they think they can defeat Allah. Does humanity think they can conquer, triumph and defeat Allah? وَلَيَغْلِبَنَّ مُغَالِبُ الْغَلَّابِ. Allah is the conqueror. Allah is always victorious. Allah is always triumphant. He will always become victorious and conquer and defeat because He is most powerful. So we learn from here that sometimes a person can say something for Allah Ta'ala, it makes Allah Ta'ala very, very happy. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ. A man sometimes utters one word. He doesn't know the value of that statement, how it pleased Allah. He spoke for Allah's sake. He didn't worry what was the repercussion, what harm it caused him. He might have lost that job. He might have... There was one, we were out in Jamaat on one occasion and we met this brother who was a judge, and my grandfather told me about him that he was actually offered to become a very, very superior judge in the Supreme Court. But he had to pass a certain exam and answer certain questions, and he answered all the questions. But one question was completely contrary to deen, labeling Islam and the laws of deen and Quran to be barbaric. And as he was about to answer that, that was the answer. Had he answered that question, it would have made him lose his iman. And he says, I refuted that, and I did not answer according to their whims. He said, I lost that job. I was depressed after that. But he said, Allah changed my life. This judge, after that, went in Jamaat. He grew a beard. He changed his life. He said, Allah gave me much better. So So sometimes a person can say something, Allah's Nabi said that one statement Allah loves, that one action Allah loves. Allah will decree His pleasure on this person forever and ever. On the other hand, how cautious we have to be about our statements, as we learned earlier, you know, in the initial incident of this topic, of the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, that there was one individual who made tawbah afterwards, but he made an utterance. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلُ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ. Sometimes a person utters one word that displeases Allah, that disrespects deen, disrespects Islam, disrespects the sunnah. Allah ta'ala save us. Sometimes we utter that, no, it's only a sunnah. Allah forgive us. Sometimes we actually refer to sunnah with insignificance, and our tone could be a tone of kufr. Allah save us. The hadith says, a person could utter a statement of kufr, and it displeases Allah so much, that Allah Ta'ala causes him to fall in hellfire for over 70 years through that one statement. Let us watch our statements. He lived a beautiful, long life of approximately 77 years, and he passed away in the year 50 Hijri during the reign of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to emulate the beautiful life of Ka'b radiallahu anhu. The way he would strive for Allah's sake, the way he would speak out for Allah's cause, the way he would sacrifice and spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the way he would defend Islam. Allah give us tawfiq also to introduce humanity today in a time where people are really, you know, painting our deen in an incorrect manner. It is up to us as Muslims to show humanity what is Islam, the akhlaq of a Muslim, the character of a Muslim. Through our character and through our wise words, we have to spread the truth to humanity. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to aspire to be like the great, great Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Let's read three quotes for this Sahabi and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.